ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यो नमः हरिः ॐ. So we are seeing Atmabodha, the how Adhyasa happens, how one is mistaken for many, and how one is mistaken for the other. That part we were discussing. And the 10th verse we have seen, Yatha Kashaha Hrishikeshaha Nana Upadhigataha Vibhu. Tad bedad binnavad bhati tannahat kivalo bhavet. Hrishikeshaha, the Lord, even though by nature is one indivisible partless whole, the only reality which alone appears to be many, that Ishvara, and being endowed with many upadhis, nana upadhigataha, appears to be many, appears to be different, the reality which is free from differences appears to be different and many, like what? Like the space, because of the upadhis. Nana upadhi gataha. And explained the meaning of the word upadhi last class. Now we will see from the 11th verse. That means what? Adhyasaha. You should remember, adhyasaha means atma being mistaken for the anatma, and thereby the superimposition of the attributes of anatma, the non-self, upon the atma is only due to the upadhis. The upadhi dharmas alone become superimposed upon the atma. The upadhi dharmas alone become attributed to the dharma, become falsely transferred to the atma. Upadhi dharmas become superimposed upon the atma, or become falsely transferred to the atma. The upadhis are not there, then it is no question of the dharma being transferred to the atma. Even false transference is not possible, isn't it? Even though real transference is not possible, but there is the seeming transference, apparent transference, false transference. That seeming, apparent, false transference of upadhi dharmas, upon the atma is possible because of the upadhi. If there is only crystal alone is there, there is no color is nearby, then why should the crystal look different, colorful? The colorless crystal, the clear crystal, why should it look colorful if it is not kept adjacent to nearby any colors? It is the upadhis, that is why it's called adjunct. Adjunct means that which is adjacent, isn't that which is kept very closely. So any upadhi, because of the upadhis alone, the atma is mistaken for the anatma, and anatma dharmas, the attribute of anatma, are superimposable upon the atma also. In the sense, falsely transferred to the atma. That is being said here in this verse. It is, what do the upadhis do? What do the upadhis do? That is said in this 11th verse. Look at this. Nanopadhivasha deva. Jati varna shramadayah. Atmanyaropitastoye. Rasavarnadi. Bhedavate. ரத்னம்மா இன்னிலிருந்து ரெகுலரா வந்துருங்க கிளாஸ்க்கு. கம் ஹியர் ஆஃப்டர் டுடே ரெகுலரா. டுடே இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டே விஜயதேஷ்மி. ஹவ் கம் கம் கண்டினியூ டு கம்.
நானோபாதிவசா தேவ ஜாதி வர்ணாஶ்ரமாதய ஆத்மன்யாரோபிதாஸ்தோயே ரசவர்ணாதிபேதவத்.
சோ ஹியர் ஆத்மனி ஆத்மனி அபான் தி ஆத்மா ஆர் டு தி ஆத்மா ஆர் இன் தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்மனி இஸ் அ லோகேட்டிவ் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா. லோகேட்டிவ் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா இஸ் ஆத்மனி. இன் ஆத்மா அபான் தி ஆத்மா டு தி ஆத்மா. இஸ்ன்ட் இட் வி ஹாவ் டு டேக் இன் டிஃபரண்ட் மீனிங்ஸ். ஆத்மனி ஆரோபிதாக. ஆரோபிதாக மீன்ஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் ஆர் டிரான்ஸ்பர்டு. இஸ் இட் டிரான்ஸ்பர்டு? சோ டிரான்ஸ்பர்டு டு வாட்? டிரான்ஸ்பர்டு டு தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்மனி ஆரோபிதாக சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் அப்பான் தி ஆத்மா. What have been superimposed upon the Atma? What have been transferred to the Atma? He says, Jati Varna Ashrama Adayaha. Jati Varna Ashrama Adayaha. Etc. See, Atma has no Jati. Atma does not belong to any given group, any given, as a jati means a given species or given the species of given form, isn't it? So Atma doesn't have any jati. Any categorization of Atma is not possible. No, classification of Atma is not possible. Atma cannot be, you know, divided into belonging to some group or something. So Atma doesn't have any jati veda. Class, isn't it? Doesn't belong to any class. No jati. And what about varnaha? Isn't Atma doesn't belong to any given species because Atma is not something born. Anything which is born, you can say, it belongs to a given jati, belongs to a given species. You can just sthavara jati, you know, jangama jati. Sthavara means immobile beings. And then jangama means mobile beings. Atma doesn't belong to sthavara jati or jangama jati. Mobile being or immobile being. And not even a insentient beings. So, or okay, there again, manushya jati, mruga jati, paksha jati, like that we can talk about varieties of innumerably countless species. Atma doesn't belong to any of these species because Atma is free from all these things. Isn't it? Jatihi. Then we get a varnaha. Varnaha again, classification of among human beings, you what now? Atma doesn't belong to any given jati. And we say manushya jati. Then varnas also. You have brahmanaha, kshatriyaha, vaishyaha, shudraha. All the varnas. The varnas, the classification of human beings based on their inclination for a given, an inclination towards certain performance of actions, etc. So human beings are based, classified. No? There's a classification of human beings. On what basis they're classified, the classification is based on the nature of work they're inclined to do. And in keeping with the predominance of the guna also. Okay, it is a professional classification. It's not really, nobody is inferior, nobody is considered superior also. Brahmanaha, his professional inclination is different from the professional inclination of kshatriya. What one is inclined to do. Therefore, in keeping with the profession, in keeping with the difference in inclinations to do karma, the human beings are classified into four different varnas as Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha, Shudraha. But does Atma have any varna? Does not any classification? No. Whereas, so varna dharma, ashrama dharma, jati dharma, then ashrama dharma also. Ashrama dharma means the people, every human being has to go through four different stages in one's life. As a brahmachari ashrama, a student's life, we have grihastha ashrama, then we have vanaprastha ashrama, we also have sannyasa ashrama. So people of different, people in keeping with the maturity, they go through different ashramas in different stages of life, in life also, human beings. So all these states, see, one can be called a brahmachari, or a grihastha, or vanaprastha, or sannyasi, in keeping with the age and also maturity. So all these differences, these stages one goes through in one's life, and the stages also what now? They're all ashrama dharmaha. Ashrama dharmaha. So ashrama dharmaha belonging to human beings. Varna dharmaha belonging to human beings. Jati dharmaha belonging to all the species which are existent here. All of them become superimposed upon the Atma. Adeha means etc. Etc. Not only this much. You can talk like this. So many dharmas. So here, jati dharmaha, varna dharmaha, ashrama dharmaha, all these dharmas, if you see, belong to the physical body only. Isn't it? The physical body alone belongs to a given jati. Even varna, ashrama, etc. belong to human form. But they all become superimposed upon Atma. Not only these dharmas, even the more than these, is all the dharmas also. So all the dharmas belonging to the physical body, belonging to the subtle body, they all become superimposed upon the Atma. So he says, jati varna ashrama adayaha atmani aropitaha. They become superimposed. How they become superimposed? He says, Toye rasa varnadi bhedavat. You have to listen to me today. Toye rasa varnadi bhedavat. See, water has no color. Toyam means water. And toyam, the water, doesn't have any colors. Color of its own. Water has no color of its own. But the water, when it is mixed with the colors, the water appears to be blue water, red water, or green water, yellow water. On holy day, we make the colorless water colorful by adding what? Colors to the water. Actually, when the colors are added, water becomes colorful. Really speaking, does the water have color of its own? No. But we do have colorful water. The colors belong to actually the powders. So he says, and also not the colors, the rasa, taste. If you add sugar to the water, it becomes sweet water. If you add salt to the water, it is salty water. If you add lemon to the water, it becomes a sour water. So water does not have its own taste. Tastelessness is the taste of the water. Isn't it? What is the taste? Tastelessness is the taste of the water. But the water tastes sweet. We say sweet water, sour water, salty water. How? Because he says, rasa varna. Okay? If you add different tastes to the water, then water becomes, the tasteless water become tasteful water. But the water does not have taste of its own. Similarly, the colorless water becomes a colorful water due to the addition of colors. Similarly, just as the colorless water becomes colorful water, Just as the tasteless water become tasteful water due to the addition of association of the tastes and colors. Similarly, upadhi vashatu, due to the upadhis alone, because of the upadhis alone, Atma also, what now? All these different dharmas, such as what? This jati dharma, varna dharma, ashrama dharma, all other attributes, here non-enumerated attributes, also belonging to the physical body, belonging to the subtle body, belonging to the mind, etc., all of them become transferred to Atma. So he gives a beautiful example. Rasa varnadi toye rasa varnadi bhedavat. Just as even though water is one substance which is free from all differences, but still this one non-different water which is free from differences seems to be divided and seems to become different due to the differences in the substances added to the water. When the different tastes are added to the water, different tastes bring about difference in the water. Addition of different colors bring about the difference in the water. Similarly, Atma also is one vastu which is free from differences, now appears to be different. It seems to be different because, like with the having all the attributes of anatma, such as varna dharma, ashrama dharma, jati dharma, etc., being superimposed. Okay, and how these dharmas become superimposed upon the atma? He says, nana upadhi vashat eva, only due to the upadhis alone. It's purely because of the upadhis. It's purely because of the upadhi vashad eva. Purely because of the upadhis alone, all these different dharmas, attributes belonging to anatma become falsely transferred to the atma, like just as the colorless water becomes colorful, you know, and the tasteless water become tasteful. Because of the colors, addition of or association of colors and different tastes. Is it clear now? So we'll go to the next verse. So in every verse, it's all I told you earlier, there's something called sthanu nikhanana nyaya. You know, sthanu nikhanana nyaya, I told you last class. Remember, and I think in Kena class I told you. See, to put a pendal, you have to dig a hole, then put a post there. And on the top of the post, you have to put a pendal. Suppose you can't just like that dig a hole, put the post, and on the top you can't put the pendal here. Before you see it is strong enough to hold the heavy stuff on as a pandal, isn't it? You have to shake and see. That means being before you put the pandal on the top, you will see the posts are very firm. The post is called sthanu. Nikhananam means digging. Therefore, the teaching methodology, we use this sthanu nikhanana nyaya. Why? Because we must be very clear. Therefore, even how the Atma Bodha, when it develops its teaching, it is going very systematically. See, make sure Atma is free from all the differences. Why? The differences are possible if there is more than one substance. Atma is the only reality, the only substance. Only means what? We don't say Atma is one substance. We say Atma is the only substance. Atma is not one substance, Atma is the only substance. Only substance means there's no other thing, no second thing other than the Atma. That means there cannot be any difference on the part of the Atma. But now, there seems to be differences on the part of the Atma. Like what? Like the water. We know wherever it is, water is everywhere, H2O. There's no difference. Water means water. But how do you talk about the difference? We do talk about the difference. You can talk about the difference in water when if the water is multicolored water or multi-tasted water, isn't it? Water with different tastes. Like sweet water, sour water, salty water, etc. Rasa varna, isn't it? Rasa, tastes are added to the water, then water becomes different. So here, and the colors are added, water becomes different. There is no such thing called waters. We never say water has differences. The differences are not found on the part of the water. Differences belong to the colors added. Differences belong to the tastes that are added, such as sweetness, sour, saltiness, etc. belong to the different tastes. And different also what? Different tastes and different colors. But the difference in the colors and tastes added to the water, they seem to have brought about differences on the part of the water. Similarly, Atma by itself is free from all the differences. Now, there seems to have been brought about differences. Those differences have been brought about on the part of the Atma, not because of the Atma itself, but because of the Upadis. It is made very clear. So that means how Upadis then? So he is going to develop on that. What are these Upadis? Okay.
Panchikrita
Mahabhuta.
Panchikrita Mahabhuta.
Panchikrita Mahabhuta.
Sambhavam.
Sambhavam.
Karma Sanchitam.
Karma Sanchitam.
Shariram.
Shariram.
Sukhadukhanam.
Sukhadukhanam.
Bhogayatanamuchyate. Panchikrita Mahabhuta.
Panchikrita Mahabhuta.
Sambhavam Karma Sanchitam.
Sambhavam Karma Sanchitam.
Shariram Sukhadukhanam.
Shariram Sukhadukhanam.
Bhogayatanamuchyate.
Bhogayatanamuchyate.
Now he starts with the physical body. Okay, this physical body alone has what? If you talk about the jati difference you can talk about is based on the physical body alone. Only from the standpoint of physical body, one can talk about the jati bheda, difference jati bheda. And also one can talk about the ashrama bheda. One can talk about the varna bheda. Isn't it? But not only based on this physical body is the upadhi. Now he is talking, what is this physical body? It is like listening to Tattva Bodha class, okay? So what is this physical body? Tattva Bodha heard it already. He is repeating now. It becomes very clear.
Panchikrita Mahabhuta Sambhavam. Panchikrita Mahabhuta Sambhavam.
So sambhavam means it is born of. It has come into the physical, gross physical body, is a product of or born of what now? The gross elements, grossified elements. Panchikrita means grossified. So grossified mahabhuta elements. So grossified elements are called Panchikrita Mahabhutani. And Sambhavam means what? Born of. This gross physical body is a product of gross elements. Or modified form of gross elements only. It means how you can say from the grass elements alone, you can say how each grass element, we are not talking about subtle elements now, only grass elements. Subtle, originally subtle elements emerged, and subtle elements had what? Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects. And the sattvic, from the sattvic, and we leave the sattvic and rajasic aspects. The tamasic aspects of sattvic elements alone got divided into two halves. Remember that? And second half, one half of each tamasic aspect of each element got divided into again four parts. And 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each, isn't it, subtle element joined all every other element. Tamasic aspect of every other element. Do you remember this? This is called panchikaranam, grassification. Do you all remember this? Okay. This is called panchikaranam, grassification. That means what? The tamasic aspect of each subtle, each element having 1/4 of tamasic aspect of all the other four elements is called what? Grass element. Okay. This division becomes what? Now, this division and joining is called grassification. So, from these grass elements alone, from the grass earth alone, plants come into existence, and from the plants alone we get the food, and from the food alone, what now, the physical body is born, and is afterwards is sustained. Even before conception, it is born of the food essence of the parents, and is born of the food, and what now, again sustained by food, and even after the death, it resolves. Goes back to the earth, which is again what? Food of the plants. Which is the food for other animals also. Therefore he says, panchikrita pancha mahabhuta sambhavam. You have to remember this fact. What is this physical body originally? This physical body originally was nothing but five grass elements. What was this physical body? Before it was born, before it got conceived in mother's womb, it was nothing. It was already very much there, but not in this form, not with this name, not with this respect, but it was just in the form of grass elements. We are not able to believe, you know, when you see this beautiful, my kitchen cupboards, you can't believe. All these wood were once up were somewhere standing in the forest as a bark of a big tree, trunk of a big tree, huge tree. Can you believe? You can't believe. No, the once upon a time, even this is very, you can't, it is incomprehensible for you. It's not incomprehensible, but something very surprising, isn't it? When you see this, oh my God, look at all this wood here. Once upon a time, what were they? They were all standing in some jungle, we don't know, African jungle or some jungle in London, England, like is it? Some jungle somewhere in the world, some woods, they stood as a big trunk of a big trees. Once upon a time. Similarly, all our so respectful, dear physical bodies also, once upon a time, they were nothing but originally grass elements only. It's a fact. These facts, non-believable, but a fact. Non-believable, non-acceptable facts. Okay? It is acceptable, but still it has to think a lot. They were nothing but once upon a time elements only. Therefore, panchikrita pancha mahabhuta sambhavam. And this physic, particularly human physical body, you know, for one to assume a given body, you can't decide. Okay, when you go to IKEA, you can decide which cupboard to buy, this or that. If you have in keeping with the money you have, you can buy big or small or beautifully designed or something. The more you pay, the better cupboard you get. The less you pay, you get some ordinary ones. Similarly, the more punyam you have, you can get what? You can have human shariram. If you don't have enough punyam, you have lot of papam, then you have to choose a frog or some, not your choice. You don't have choice. You are just pushed into some shariram or the other. Therefore, karma sanchitam. Please understand, every physical form is what now? Earned by one's own punya papa, one has in one's account. Why one living being has a cow shariram? Why one has a frog shariram? Why one has a human shariram? Karma. You have to say why? That jiva has a, there is a jiva, isn't it? One jiva has a frog shariram, one jiva has a cow shariram, and one jiva has a dog shariram, an American dog shariram, not Indian street dog shariram. Straight dog, isn't it? There again some punyam varies. And like to become our Holly's dog, again special punyam you need, one needs. Very well looked after. So why this shariram? So any physical form is again what? Take this. Any physical form again is what? Karma sanchitam, earned by. Sanchitam means what? Acquired or earned by one's own punyam. So this human physical body is born product of elements and earned by one's own punyam. Without punyam, you would not have had, you wouldn't have got this, you wouldn't have been able to get this particular human shariram. If you had little punyam, less than what is required for human shariram, and you might have got monkey shariram or some other shariram, definitely not human shariram. Which is karma sanchitam. Karma sanchitam. Shariram. Now he says, shariram means what? This shariram is physical body. In Sanskrit language, in English language, there is no explanation why body is called body. But in Sanskrit language, we can say shariram means shirya mana swabhavatvat shariram iti uchyate. Shariram means that which is subject to fall apart. Understand? That is the meaning of the word shariram. So that means this is not one thing, isn't it? Anything which is intelligently put together, anything which is a composite of many spare parts, means all spare parts subject to fall apart, isn't it? Any car can be dismantled into different spare parts. Like this physical body also has what? Many five elements, combination of five elements, therefore it is subject to fall apart. The shariram, the physical body, product of five gross elements, and then earned by one's own very special punyam, sukha dukkhanam bhoga ayatanam uchyate. It is said to be ayatanam, an abode of enjoyment of pains and pleasures. Sukha dukkhanam, of pains and pleasures. Bhoga, enjoyment. Enjoyment of pains and pleasures. Bhoga. Ayatanam, an abode. What is physical body? He is explaining now. What is this physical body? Because this is the upadhi. This gross body is an upadhi. And all the varna dharmas, ashrama dharmas, jati dharmas, and all these dharmas actually belong to what? The physical body only. But they all become transferred to Atma falsely. They are superimposed upon the Atma. This is upadhi. Isn't it? This is not far from upadhi. Atma. No upadhi can be removed and thrown away somewhere. Oh, at least when the crystal becomes colorful, what you can do, let me keep these colors away from crystal. You can remove and keep it, because crystal has, isn't it? Whereas nothing can be taken away from the Atma. Like what? No, I don't want this mic to be in the space. Let me take this away from the space. So what do? You can remove it from this room too, you can put in another room. But whether you put in this room or that room, any room is only in space. You can shift from one place to another place. All the places are only in space. No place is outside of space. Therefore, removal from the space is not, of anything from the space is not possible. From Beckenham to central London can be changed. You can change the place, but you cannot change the space, because space is one and the same. Wherever you place anything, any placement is only in space. Similarly here also, Atma is what now we say here. So here he says, this physical body, even bhoga ayatanam uchyate. This physical body is said to be an abode of enjoyment of pleasures, pains and pleasures. Now he is describing in this verse what is a physical body, which is an upadhi for the Atma. So, but you cannot keep the Atma, physical body away from the Atma to avoid, is it, the transference of attributes of the physical body upon the Atma. Let me stop the transference of the dharmas of the Anatma body. Is it? Let me stop transference. Stop this. Why? Because you can't remove the body from the Atma. It is not possible. So you have to understand how physical body is an upadhi, how the dharmas belong to only the upadhi body, but still how they are transferred to the Atma. Even though they seem to be transferred, it's only false transference, and Atma is free from these attributes. This is what we have to understand. Therefore, here the Acharya, now as I told you already, he wants to make a proper foundation for us to later on build a very strong construction upon the thing. The foundation has been made very clear. So he says, he understand what is this physical body. This physical body is bhoga sukha dukkana bhoga ayatanam uchyate. It is said to be an abode of enjoyment of pains and pleasures. And this is this physical hariram. And this is born of what now? Special punyam. As a human shariram is, for one to get a human shariram, one must have done some lot of punyam also in one's own account. So born of, so here, karma sanchitam, by special karma palam alone, we have earned this shariram. And not only that, it is originally, it was elements, it is a product of elements alone, gross elements. It is said. Therefore, this is the first upadhi for the Atma, okay? This thula shariram is the first upadhi. Now what happens? Now what all the dharmas, all the attributes belonging to this physical body also become superimposed upon the Atma. Like what now? Like the fatness, thinness, tallness, shortness, fairness, darkness, difficulties, all this, etc., plus jati, varna, etc., ashrama, all these dharmas belong to the physical body or transferred to the Atma falsely. Now, he's going to the next upadhi. Is it the first upadhi? Then, what is the next upadhi? Now, he's talking about the sukshma shariram, subtle body. Pancha prana.
Mano
buddhi,
pancha prana mano buddhi,
dashendriya samanvitam,
அபஞ்சீகிருதபூதோத்தம். சூக்ஷ்மாங்கம் போகசாதனம்.
ஹேவ் டு ரிமெம்பர் ஹியர் திஸ் ஸ்தூல ஷரீரம் தி கிராஸ் பாடி வாஸ் செட் டு பி வாட் போக ஆயத்தனம் இஸ் அன் அபோர்ட் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட். கிராஸ் பாடி இஸ் நாட் அன் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட். It is only an abode of enjoyment. Okay, without this gross body, enjoyment is impossible because it is an abode of enjoyment. Now, what about the subtle body? Subtle body is an instrument of enjoyment. So, Boga Sadhanam. See, this Sthula Shariram is Boga Ayatanam. Sukshma Shariram is Boga Sadhanam. This we studied in Tattva Bodha. I'm repeating. Okay, it's not a new lesson. Atma Bodha is a modified form of Tattva Bodha with little more subtle aspects. ஆத்ம போக சாதனம் போக ஆயத்தனம். ஷோ த டிஃபரன்ஸ். போக ஆயத்தனம் மீன்ஸ் அபோர்ட் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட். போக சாதனம் மீன்ஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட். என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் வாட்? என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் பெயின்ஸ் அண்ட் பிளஷர்ஸ். சோ சூக்ஷ்மாங்கம் போக சாதனம். So what is sukshmangam? He says, apanchikrita bhuta uttam. It has come into existence from apanchikrita bhuta. Uttam means it has come into existence. It has emerged. What? The subtle body has come into existence from what? Has emerged from what? From subtle elements. You have to remember, gross body is product of gross elements, grossified elements, where a subtle body is a product of subtle elements. And a gross body is an abode of enjoyment, subtle body is an instrument of enjoyment. Now, the subtle body, the gross body is available for perception of all the people. Every physical body can be seen by, perceived by everybody else. All of us can see all our physical forms. Whereas subtle body is available for one's own perception, thought perception. Is it? You alone know your mind. You alone know how well you can see. Others can see your eyes, but you alone know how blind they are, how bright they are. You alone know whether other person cannot know whether you can hear or not. You know whether you are deaf or not. You know, you alone know your own subtle body. Others cannot know. Therefore, this apanchi krita means subtle elements. Apanchi krita bhuta utta means it is born of subtle elements. And the subtle body is instrument of enjoyment, boga sadhanam. And what are these? What is subtle body? A subtle body has no form of its own. Just as air fills the balloon, so also subtle body indwells the gross body. Just as air fills the balloon, so also subtle body indwells the gross body. And subtle body is what? Subtle body has a form of its own, but many subtle aspects together constitute the subtle body. What are those subtle aspects? He says, pancha
ప్రాణ మనోబుద్ధి దశేంద్రియ సమన్వితం. సో పంచ ప్రాణాః ఫైవ్ ఫిజియలాజికల్ ఫంక్షన్స్. దెన్ హి సేస్ మనః బుద్ధిః మైండ్ అండ్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ దశ ఇంద్రియ. దశ ఇంద్రియ మీన్స్ వాట్ 10 సటిల్ పవర్స్. దశ ఇంద్రియ మీన్స్ వాట్ పంచ కర్మ ఇంద్రియాణి పంచ జ్ఞాన ఇంద్రియాణి ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఫైవ్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సెప్షన్ అండ్ ఫైవ్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఫైవ్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఫైవ్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. సో దశ ఇంద్రియాణి మీన్స్ వాట్ నౌ ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఫైవ్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ టోటలీ 10. ఓకే, దెన్ ఫైవ్ ఫిజియలాజికల్ ఫంక్షన్స్ దెన్ మైండ్ యూ కెన్ సే అంతఃకరణం మైండ్ బట్ హీ మెన్షన్స్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఆల్సో హీ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ టోటలీ ది 17 ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ వాట్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ 16 విల్ డూ యాక్చువల్లీ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ది సటిల్ బాడీ మైండ్ అంతఃకరణం ఇస్ కాన్స్టిట్యూంట్ ఆఫ్ అంతఃకరణం కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్ అండ్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి క్లాసిఫైడ్ ఇంటూ 4 గ్రూప్స్ యాజ్ మైండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ మెమరీ అండ్ ఈగో అండ్ 5 ఫిజియలాజికల్ ఫంక్షన్స్ అండ్ 5 పవర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ 5 సటిల్ పవర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ వెన్ ఐ సే పవర్స్ ఇంద్రియాణి మీన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రీడ్ ద ఫిజికల్ పార్ట్. వెన్ ఐ సే సి ఐస్ ఆర్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఐస్ ఆర్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ మీన్స్ వాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లీవ్ దిస్ ఐలిడ్ ఐ బాల్ ది వైట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఐ దిస్ ఆల్ ఓన్లీ గోళకం దే బిలాంగ్ టు ఫిజికల్ పార్ట్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ. You have to take into account only the subtle seeing power. The seeing power obtaining in the Golakam called eyes is the Indriyam. And the hearing power obtaining in this the eardrum is called what? In Indriyam. This also this power of smelling obtaining in the cavity of the nose is what? Actually Indriyam. The power of taste in the tongue, like all subtle powers, you can know that these powers are manifest, but you cannot see them, perceive them through sense organs. Okay, like this, we have these 5 subtle powers of sense organs, 5 subtle powers of organs of actions. So this dasha indriyani, and also what pancha pranaah, 5 physiological functions. The function of respiration involving inhalation and exhalation and the function of excretion and function of digestion, function of circulation and function of retention. Okay, the 5, there is only one vital air governing 5 different physiological functions. 5 different systems like respiratory system is governed by prana and excretory system is governed by apana, circulatory system is governed by vyana, digestive system is governed by samana and the retentive system is governed by udana. Like that we have prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana. We have 5 physiological functions governed by one vital air. Therefore, the one air, vital air is given 5 different functional names. With these, all these 5 physiological functions are they form part of the subtle body. And your 5 subtle powers of sense organs also form part of subtle body. And 5 subtle powers of organs of actions also form part of the subtle body. And not only them, and also the antahkaranam, which is formed of mind, which is nothing but many thoughts put together, and the thoughts classified into can be classified into four groups as manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. All the subtle aspects together form the subtle body. Okay, and the subtle body is what now? Product of subtle elements, sukshma indriya uttam, or apanchikrita bhutottam means subtle, born of subtle elements. And these subtle aspects which constitute subtle body is said to be what? Instrument of the enjoyment of pains and pleasures. Without seeing something, there cannot be enjoyment of pain or pleasure in your mind, isn't it? Enjoyment of sukham or dukkham. You see something, immediately pain comes. Without seeing something, how can there be pain or pleasure? Without an object cannot be, isn't it, instrumental for the pain or pleasure if it is not seen or if it is not heard. Somebody's voice you heard, you may feel immediately so pleased, or sometimes, my God, I don't know, I wish I haven't heard this voice. So without hearing the voice or sound, without seeing the form or appearance, or without smelling, oh my God, no, smelling a given object must be either smelt or tasted or seen or, you know, or enjoyed. Only then there can be what now? Enjoyment of pain or pleasure is possible. Therefore, that was said to be what? Instruments of enjoyment of pain and pleasure. Whereas, but for you to experience the pain or pleasure, the subtle body must be what now? Indwelling the gross body. If the gross body is not there, then even though subtle body is there, without the gross body also, even enjoyment is not possible. The subtle and gross body must be together. That means what? Subtle body must indwell the gross body. Only then enjoyment of pains and pleasures is possible. Subtle body without the gross body also cannot be an instrument of enjoyment. And the gross body with the subtle body also cannot be an abode of enjoyment. So both must be together. Have you got it? Okay. Therefore, he says here what? Bhoga sadhanam, sukshmangam, bhoga sadhanam. Now you can ask me this question. How do you say all these subtle aspects are products of subtle elements? Now, it is easy to understand. Gross body is a product of five gross elements. It is easy to understand. How do we say the subtle body is a product of subtle elements? You have to remember, subtle elements are what? Five subtle elements. Sukshma akashaha, sukshma vayuhu, sukshma agnihi, sukshma ap jalam, and sukshma earth, also prithivi. So we have five subtle elements, and each subtle element has three gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha, all the three gunas are there in each element. Each element has all the three. There, the sattvic aspect of all the five elements, sattvic aspect of space, air, water, fire, earth, together formed the mind. Mind is a product of sattvic aspect of all the five elements. Please understand, what is mind made of? The mind is a product of sattvic aspect of all the five elements. Mind is associated with what? The sattvic aspect of each element is there in the mind. Therefore, mind is capable of associating itself with all the five sense organs, which are capable of perceiving five different objects. And there again, the five senses, now if you see, the sattvic aspect of each element has become the corresponding sense power also. So the sattvic aspect of the space has become the hearing power of the ear. Sattvic aspect of air has become the power of touch in the skin. The sattvic aspect of fire has become the seeing power of the eye. Sattvic aspect of water has become the power of taste. Sattvic aspect of earth has become the power of smelling. Understand? You have to remember this. Sattvic aspect of each element has become the corresponding sense power of a corresponding sense organ. Therefore, what now? It is mind and the sense organs are all products of sattvic aspect of the subtle elements. That is why mind can associate with all the sense organs. Mind is behind the eyes, mind is behind the ears, mind is behind the nose, mind is behind the tongue, mind is behind the skin also. That is why any part, anywhere, the ant goes and bites you, and you can immediately, your hand goes to scratch because mind immediately reports, isn't it? Immediately you know. Then what about the physiological functions and powers of organs of actions? All these 10, I tell you, the rajasic aspect of all the 5 elements together have become 5 physiological functions. Rajasic aspect of all the elements together have become the physiological functions. And rajasic aspect of each element has become each power of organ of action. Do you get it? You understand what I'm saying? Therefore, this is how rajasic, sattvic and rajasic aspects of subtle elements alone have become. What now? Sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements alone have become the subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body. Subtle body as a whole is a product of sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Whereas gross body is a product of tamasic aspect of the gross subtle elements, that is the product of gross elements. You got it? Therefore, he says, and this is the second upadhi for the Atma. Gross body is one upadhi, and subtle body is an other upadhi, second upadhi for the Atma. Now the 14th verse is going, which I'll explain next class because it needs proper explanation. It's talking about the causal body. The causal body is also what now? Said to be the another upadhi for the Atma. Why he's talking about the upadhis now? He has already made very clear, Atma is free from all the attributes and all the differences. But now, if it is a differenceless only reality, but why then we have, is it so, differences? Because of these upadhis alone. And what are those upadhis? He's talking about the different upadhis now. How the gross body becomes an upadhi, and how subtle body becomes an upadhi, and what is this each, what each body is he's describing. Now we have seen how this grass body is a product of grass elements, how it is an abode of enjoyment of pains and pleasures, and how it is earned by one's own punyam. And next we learnt about the subtle body, which is a constitution of many subtle aspects and which are all products of subtle elements. And they serve as, subtle aspects serve as instruments of enjoyment of pains and pleasures. So any enjoyment of any pain and pleasure is possible only if both are together, isn't it? An abode of enjoyment and instrument of enjoyment, when both are together alone, enjoyment of pains and pleasures, experience of pains and pleasures is possible. That is why dead body has no pains and pleasures. That is why we can happily take it for cremation. If the dead body has to go, have some pain, means you can't take it for cremation. And even if you take it, that body would get up and run away from you. The corpse would run away. Come on, what guts you have? Why do you want to? Why? Because the sukshma instrument of enjoyment has departed. Said bye to this. Come on, you are useless. Better let me go to a better, nice, young abode of enjoyment where I can serve as a better instrument of enjoyment. So I ditch you and go away. So this sukshma becomes unhappy. Sukshma leaves the physical body. The departure of instrument of enjoyment from the abode of enjoyment is called death. Okay, sukshma shariram, an instrument of enjoyment, when it departs from the sula shariram, the abode of enjoyment, it loses the status of being an abode of enjoyment. Isn't it? It cannot be. It is like when somebody lives in the house, it's called residence. And nobody lives here, it's, what do you say? There's no resident there. Then it loses the status of being the residence. Isn't it? Resident must be there. Only it's called residence. Similarly, the sthula sharam cannot be called anymore as a bhoga ayatanam. Once the bhoga sadhanam leaves the physical body. But this bhoga sadhanam also leaving the physical body, going out, it loses its status of being the bhoga sadhanam. Again, it needs to find another bhoga ayatanam. Only then it can have the status of being the bhoga sadhanam. It is like any highly qualified professional. Once he comes out of the office, he is no more that professional, isn't it? Even though one is a doctor, on the road when he is walking, he is a human being, I'm a doctor here so I can walk anywhere. No. On the road, he is one of the human beings walking on the road. One can be a doctor, one can be a manager, one can be a barrister or lawyer. When they are sitting in the office, they are professionals. Once they come out, they are one among the many walking on the road, isn't it? Like that, the sukshma sharam also loses its status of being the instrument of enjoyment once it departs from the sthula shariram. And it needs to assume another sthula shariram to have the same status again. That's why there's no enjoyment of pain or pleasure after the death. In deep sleep state also, there is no pain or there is no enjoyment of pain or pleasure in deep sleep state, because even though the sukshma is still alive in the grass body, still there in the grass body, the body is alive, but once the sukshma becomes non-functional, the only proof that the physical body is alive in deep sleep state is what? Prana. the pranas are functioning, therefore we don't take the body for cremation. Otherwise, the fellow who is sleeping is almost like a dead only, like a corpse. The person who is sleeping is like a corpse, you don't say corpse, like a dead body, not dead body. Why we say dead, like a dead body? Because it is not really dead, because pranas are still functioning. But all the sense organs, all the subtle aspects are non-functional. Mind is non-functional, totally non-functional. Mind is but non-functional. Sense organs are non-functional. The organs of actions are non-functional. All the subtle aspects are non-functional. Therefore, when they do not serve as the instruments of enjoyment, they're all on break, holiday. Okay? A short break in deep sleep state. Pranas alone function even that minute. The body does not serve as an abode of enjoyment. And there again, suppose if there is a dream, and what happens? Completely you enter into another dream. You create your own dream world. And you enter into the dream world. You become one of the products of your own dream world. And you become what now? You become object of your own dream products, become the sources of pain and pleasure for you. In the dream world you created. The dream products you created. What happened? You have moved from this gross body to the dream, subtle dream, gross body, the dream body. You have moved from, understand what now, in dream what happens? You move from, you means what? You, the waker, experiencer, moves from this gross body to this waking body to the dream body. Don't you do that? Tell me, please think and tell me. This is called what? This is called moving. It's also one of the siddhis. You think about jnanis, big jnanis, no? They go from one body to another body. People always ask, oh, Shankara had this great power of what? He left his body and he moved into another body. You do. Whenever you dream, what do you do? You leave your physical body and enter into the dream body. Koodu vittu koodu paayidal. Don't think only Shankara did, only other Mahatmas. You do in dream also. Every time you dream, you just leave your physical body. Only thing is you do not know. You leave the physical body and you enter into a dream body. And you become one of the dream products. And which you yourself created the. And there you become, your own created objects become sources of pain and pressure for you in dream. Then for, that's why in sleep what happens? In sleep the body is, I'm talking about all these things because for it to become objective towards the body. Don't think I'm simply wasting your time. So then this body is like a dead body. That is why every day when you wake up from sleep, first thing our elders say, go and have shower. Because it is like the corpse means, it remained like a corpse, the bed. That is why when you wake up from sleep, immediately it is dirty, you have to go and have shower and come back. It's a must. Once you wake up in India, In Orthodox families, once you wake up from bed, and immediately we will not even touch anybody. People who have shower will not touch others. Only after shower you can touch others. Even today we follow that. It may sound funny for you, but why we follow them telling. Once you have shower, you will not touch other persons. The people who haven't had shower, they will not touch. Do not touch others. The idea is because the body remained like a corpse the whole. Have you juice? Remained like a corpse, isn't it? Now, why I want to say here, it is not possible for this thulam to be an abode of enjoyment without the sukshmam indwelling in it, indwelling the physical body. The sukshmam cannot be an instrument of enjoyment without again indwelling the sthulam. And how the subtle body is a product of subtle elements, sattvic ajasic aspect of subtle elements, and a gross body is a product of tamasic aspect, combined tamasic aspects of subtle elements, is a product of gross elements, grossified elements. And these two become the upadhis. Why? Because all these dharmas, attributes belonging to these gross and subtle bodies become superimposed upon the Atma. It is completely different from what? They are only products. The subtle body and gross bodies are products. And we have a cause also. Atma is free from even the cause of the gross and subtle bodies. Gross body is a product. Subtle body also is a product. The product of what? Product of the matter. And what is that matter from which, you talk about the elements. Okay, what are those elements originally? What were those elements originally? Gross elements have come into existence from subtle elements. So, tamasic aspect of subtle elements. And some subtle elements have come into existence from where? You have to say. Originally, what was the original matter? The original matter is the cause from which alone the elements, subtle elements have come into existence. And what is that cause? That is the causal body. The causal body is nothing but the cause. Wood is the causal body of the table. Fabric is the causal body of the shirt. Gold is the causal body of the chain. So what is the causal body means what? Cause of this, what is the cause from which these physical and subtle bodies have been produced? Then we say this is the causal body, and Atma is different from even this cause. So what is that cause? The causal body is very interesting, important lesson. Don't miss next class. Please come. I am stopping the class now.